it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny.
Oh, yeah, drink up, too. Hey, it's 8 a.m. here in the East Coast. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Joe's off today. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And that's what I get for trying to multitask. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And we know for many of you it is. In today's day and age, however, it's all about radio on the go. Your devices, platforms, various different ways you can get not only this terrific program, but all the shows here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if you have a device, and we're talking about tablets and iPhones and Androids and watches and swatches and blotches and hotches and anything else you got with a notch on it, well, you know, you can go to the platforms. And we're talking about iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn, and make sure they're accommodating your needs as a listener. And it's not the old school radio anymore, guys and gals. It isn't. It's, you know, you can get into your car and still do your thing. It's what you want to do. And but that's all well and good. But if you're sitting at a desk or you're babysitting or you're heading to the beach or you're heading to the park, today's kind of gloomy in New York, but it's supposed to burn over, you know, doesn't really matter. It's all about being able to accommodate your listening needs. And you can listen to this show live. You can archive it. You can grab any of the interviews that we get, and we get many of them. You know, Rob Riggle was terrific last week. We had fun with that. And make sure that, you know, as you go forward, you're listening to what you want to listen to, and that is a beautiful thing. Most important for us is the American Forces Radio Network. We've had a relationship with them for a long time, thanks to the Jefe, and it continues to this day as we now cover Army-Navy each and every year from Radio Row. And it's a really, really cool thing that we're involved in. And once you see these guys and girls in action, and I don't mean literal action, but I mean the fact that they're serving their country, and you see the parents and you see how proud they are, it's an absolutely incredible thing. And you're very happy and very proud to be a part of the relationship. Just tapping the brakes and step aside. When we come back, we will set up this edition of The Attack. I'm Bob. He's Roberto. Well, don't go anywhere.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million.
Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, we're setting up the Monday edition here. And we're going to start with Goff as Jordan Spieth wins another major after really trying hard to not win one. But actually, a pretty cool moment for him. And who knows, maybe this propels him back into a quasi-dominant stage. And we'll get into that as we go along. A lot of basketball as Friday, as the sports world was coming to a Friday close and people were heading home. Kyrie Irving decided to upset the entire world by making an announcement that he don't want to play nice with LeBron no more. So that kind of stunned the sports world. Everybody's been talking about that. And we'll run over some trade scenarios and possibilities and all that kind of garbage. And as we go forward, there's some baseball to talk about as well. Second half's in full swing. 8 days until, not a week, but until the trade deadline. And we're going to get Bobby Nightingale on later in the week. Talk about that a little bit. Possibilities, probabilities, and discuss some stuff that happened. And there's always football news as well and other things going on within the NBA. But we start in England as Jordan Spieth takes care of it. No, not at St. Andrews. And, well, you know, some Jordan Spieth showed a little bit of mental toughness yesterday. And after truly an epic collapse in a major previously, you thought to yourself, oh, my goodness, here we go. And Spieth managed to keep it together. And he lost the lead to Matt Kuchar. And it looked like he was going downhill. And honestly, it would have been something to talk about because, and this is an amazingly poorly written article on CBS.com, so we'll ignore that. But his ability to flip the table, as it were, and actually come out with this win ended up being an extraordinary day for Jordan Spieth. You know, he shoots 12 under. He was in big doo-doo. Royal Birkdale played pretty easy throughout the day, throughout the weekend, I should say. And he won wire to wire. But I'll tell you something. You know, on a course that has seen Arnie and Lee and Johnny Miller and Mark O'Meara win, Spieth really had to dig down deep and get it. I mean, first of all, he takes a penalty on an unplayable lie, makes a bogey, which keeps him in it. And then in the final five holes, 14 through 18, he shoots five under par, including an eagle, and almost holes out on an ace. And, you know, to me, that was the amazing thing. From the 13th, after near disaster, he gets up on the 14th, hits a six from 200 yards, and it almost goes in. Then he makes an eagle from 50 feet, a birdie from 30, a birdie from 7, and a tap-in par to win it. It was sick. Sick. And Kuchar didn't give up anything as far as, you know, oh, he spit the bit and that was it. Nope. I mean, he shot a 69, same as Spieth yesterday, but he ends up finishing three back in what was a good effort, but just not enough. And Spieth, and I'll be curious to see, like I said, there was a real distinct possibility that had he blown this, we would have started talking about him as one of the guys that in the big situation, you never know how it's going to play out. And I'm not saying a choker because he's won majors and you don't win majors by being a choker. But considering what happened back in the Masters, not this year, but 2 years ago, and the fact that it's happened before with him, you look at it and you say to yourself, okay, maybe we got some issues here. And you look at his front nine. Bogey's the first, bogey's the third, bogey's the fourth. Birdie's the fifth to get a little bit of stability. And then bogey's the ninth. He goes out at 37. He's three over par. People were putting some pressure on him. But then, back nine, bogey, par. Then he takes that horrendous shot with the unplayable lie, scrounges a bogey out of it, and then all of a sudden, it was like the skies opened up for him. And the light from heaven came down and said, this is how you get it done. You know, these opportunities come up so few times for anybody. I mean, you talk to anybody that has been in the majors. I mean, we've talked to Jack numerous times. You know, we haven't had the opportunity to interview Tiger. But you talk to some of the golfers who have won majors, and we've done that on this show a lot. They appreciate them so much because it's all great to win the Travelers, and it matters. You know, and these guys, believe me when I tell you, they appreciate every dollar that they bank, and they, you know, they get it. But you look at the contrast between back in June when Spieth finished 35th at the Open, the U.S. Open, and winning this one. And the margin is so thin, and the competition is so intense. And maybe this ends up being a turning point in his career. Because as we talked about a couple of years back, when he won his majors, that the relationship and the rivalry that was there potentially between him and Rory going forward is something that golf truly needs. Because if you're not going to have one guy that completely dominates like Tiger did in his era, you need that rivalry. You need guys that go at it pretty much each and every week. And it's good for the game. You know, Phil is past his prime. You're going to hear his name every now and then, not this week, but, you know, you're going to hear his name every now and then. But it's about the young bloods. And, you know, when you look at Spieth in his career thus far, young man, he's already played in 121 events in his life. He's made the cut 97 times, 48 top tens, 80 top 25s with 11 wins. That's pretty darn good. And if he gets on that, hey, we can win majors pretty consistently, aspect of it. They got an opportunity for something really special here. And after you saw that collapse at Augusta, and you were watching yesterday, and you were saying to yourself, oh my God, he's going to do it again. And man, just, and he said, that experience, he talked about it. That experience of having collapsed before helped him mentally. Doesn't happen for all golfers, and we'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Eh, probably did. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Sonny Roberto out on the coast. And we're talking Open Championship, Jordan Spieth winning by three over Matt Kuchar. And, you know, Spieth talked about it. And like I said, it every once in a while you've seen turning points in careers. And, you know, Spieth yesterday was going through the fact that he was playing alongside the guy in second place, you know, which they try to pair him up that way, but it doesn't always work out that way. But Kuchar was putting significant heat on him at one point, taking the lead. You know, after the collapse in 2016 at the Masters, and people forget, it honestly one of the epic fails in the history of golf. I mean, horrible. And, you know, it you literally, in those kind of scenarios, you just hope that a guy can recover mentally. Well, he recovered mentally to the point where he's won tournaments since then, but not a major. And Spieth said that his collapse in the 2016 Masters was one of the reasons that he was able to close out. And what I found refreshing was his pure honesty. Golfers will never admit that the pressure gets to them. Now, we see, and you know, with putting, they call it the yips. David Duval, years ago, when he was poised to be a rival of Tiger for a long time, a very gifted golfer. I mean, you look up his win totals and everything that he's ever done. A very gifted golfer. But he couldn't hit the ball off the tee. You know, it got between his ears. And it ended up really crushing his career. And I'm not saying Spieth was on that level where he was in that kind of peril, as it were. But I found it refreshing that here's a guy that recognized that he just, you know, had choked. There's no other way to go about it. And he had the opportunity, if you want to call it that, to choke again. And he didn't do it. And, you know, you have to give a lot of credit there to his mental discipline and his ability to set all that behind him. And in his interviews, he was flat out honest about it. He said, I was thinking to myself, and this is on 13 where he had the unplayable lie issue. He said he was thinking, "Am I? We going to go through this again?" And he sucked it up and he closed it out, and blew past Matt Kuchar. It mentally, that is one of the most difficult things in any sport. You know, ask closers, ask Donnie Moore. You know, if you could, unfortunately. But, you know, ask Mitch Williams. You know, ask the kicker up in Buffalo, wide left, wide right. You know, there's countless examples of guys who, at the moment of truth, didn't get it done. I'm not saying choked, just didn't get it done. Missed a kick, made a bad pitch, whatever the circumstances are. And things were never the same for them after that. Never. And it could have happened to Spieth. Oh, he's too talented, Bob. He's, you know, he's did not done this. Now, had he blown it yesterday? Had Kuchar won? I'm telling you, this morning, I would have been having the conversation about maybe Jordan Spieth slips back to the pack and turns into a golfer that just can't come up in the big moment. Maybe even won another major or so. And he'll win the Travelers and he'll win the Greater Greensboro and, you know, whatever. That's fine. But as far as stepping up in the majors, the seed would have been planted firmly in his head that in the key moment, in the big moments, in the majors, on the stage, in front of tens of millions of people worldwide, Because don't forget, everything with TV changes in the majors. You know, the Travelers is on the network here. Some lesser tournaments on the Golf Channel. When you're in a major, you're being seen worldwide. And a lot was going on. On that 13th, it took 18 minutes for Spieth to take that third shot, which was tough on Kuchar, and Kuchar was very graceful about it. You know, the wind was blowing, it was raining. And the drive off the tee box, you know, Spieth had to ask as to whether or not the practice ground where he hit it was out of bounds. It wasn't. Then they had to find a suitable place to play the penalty drop because it was an unplayable lie on the far right side of the sand dune to the right of the fairway. And then he went back and forth with Michael Greller as to what yardage was involved. And by the way, he ought to give Michael Greller a pretty nice chunk of change coming out of this, because I'll tell you what, that's a name you're going to start hearing as far as the caddies go. Every once in a while you hear a guy that, you know, they step it up, and usually for the wrong reasons, but that's going to be one of those deals where you're going to hear this guy's name, because not only did he get the yardage right on that hole, because you were talking about a 40-yard difference, and Spieth was about to make the wrong call. Because from where they were, where that lie was, and, you know, again, if you're not a golf aficionado, I apologize for this, but, you know, getting the right club at the right time and him being able to produce a bogey on that hole won him the tournament. It put him in a position for the rest of it, because had he taken a double or a triple, he was done. There was no way he was coming back from that. And they're sitting there discussing it. And by the way, Greller, after the seventh, because I told you about the front nine, he gave him a pep talk and said, hey, you know, don't hang your head. We're still in this. We're still at the top of the leaderboard with Kuchar. Let's keep going. But they're sitting there and they're talking about it after the drop. And Spieth is estimating it at 270 and was going to hit a 3-wood. And Greller said, no, you're misreading this. It's 230. Hit a 3-iron. That was the difference in the tournament. That was the difference in the tournament right there. That cannot be overemphasized. He hits that 3-wood, he does not win the tournament. And I guess because of the angle, Spieth misread it and felt he was way further away than he actually was. He would have shot that ball over the green, and it would have been a disaster. And I mean a disaster. But he hits the 3-iron 230, knocks it stiff, takes the bogey, and then runs home with it. You know, and the putt on 13 was not a gimme either. You're talking about a real testing 6-footer in not ideal conditions. And I'm telling you, Spieth now is going to start on a roll. He's always in contention every week. He's going to start on a roll. Whatever demons were left from the 16 Masters are gone. You know, it took some craziness, but they're gone. And as I said, Yeah, I don't know where his caddy wants to go, what he wants to do. He wants to take a trip around the world. I don't know what it is, but his caddy saved his ass yesterday. And you had to feel for Kuchar. You know, the delay hurt him. You know, it was tough. We'll wrap up the open stuff on the other side. But again, it was sports drama. It truly was. Let's tap on the brakes. We'll pick it up on the other side right after the short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Yeah, maybe. He was certainly edgy yesterday. You know, again, and it's funny, I'm reading more on his caddy, who is an ex-school teacher. You know, Greller... Michael Greller, it paid off yesterday. And I don't know, you know, injuries and all the stuff that goes along with it. It's entirely possible that, you know, speed falls off a cliff. I don't know. But honestly, my thing is I think he's about to take off on a really strong run for the next 8 to 10 years of his career. And he's going to be one of the legendary figures in the history of golf. You know, he saved him yesterday. He certainly was listened to, which you have to give a lot of credit to Spieth, because a lot of times they will blow off their caddy. And that mistake that he kept him from making, it's I'll tell you, he should thank his lucky stars that Grella was on the bag. You know? They get paid well anyway, but just the fact that he saved him. He saved him. You know, the course was played tough on the last day. And it's funny how many people are not looking at that angle of it. Watching it, to me it was apparently clear. And it was a great shot on CBS of Spieth standing on top of a hill. It looks like a mountain of garbage next to him. And trying to figure out how the hell he's going to hit that ball. And you talk about conflict of sponsorship. On that 13th, he's sitting between the Titleist truck and the Wilson truck. And again, that wasn't, you talk about maybe serendipity, Greller being a sixth grade math teacher before he changed careers. Really, forcing Spieth to take the time to make sure they got that yardage right from where they were hitting. And credit to Spieth for going with his caddy. I mean, let's put it this way. Had the 3-iron been the wrong call and he hit it short, he would have been fired after the tournament. They'd have found another caddy. It was career-changing in a lot of ways. It was career-changing for Spieth. It was career-changing for Greller. And I haven't heard anybody taking this angle on it and how important this was. And it's really weird. I put a thing up on my Facebook page about how people don't even realize that they're having a life-altering moment. Where they fail to recognize that they're having a life-altering moment many times at the moment it's happening. And what I mean by that, it's not the fact that Spieth won the British Open. And it's not the fact that, he put some demons behind him. That matters. But at that particular moment, on the 13th, where it was him trying to cup water in his hands and take it to the bucket. His entire life changed in that moment, as did Greller's. Because as I said, if that was the wrong call on that club, he's gone. And he'd have been a footnote in history. Go back to your teaching job, that would have been fine. Maybe he goes on somebody else's bag. That would have been fine, too. But instead, that teamwork in that particular moment changed the course of their professional history. He wins the Claret Jug, his third major, and trust me, there's going to be more. Greller is now a household name for the people that really pay attention to golf. and where they go from here. Because, again, the, you know, PGA is around the corner. He'll have the chance to go for the career slam, and they'll be talking about that. It's an overrated thing as far as I'm concerned. You know, win the Grand Slam, then we're having a conversation. Career slam matters. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, here you are at 23 years of age, and you're being talked in the same breath as Jack Nicklaus, who won his first three out of the four bases before his 24th birthday. You know, maybe this allows him to focus in on a couple of the weaknesses in his game. You know, he's a little inconsistent with the driver. He hits great long irons. And he's a very good long putter. Some of the short ones get him sometimes. You know, but now, as his mental discipline kicks in, We'll see. You know, we'll see. I think great things are coming around the corner. And, oh, by the way, Rory had a pretty good tournament, too. You know, for those of you who are paying attention to this thing. And again, if they can get that rivalry going and get it back to where it was, that would be a beautiful thing. McIlroy finished tied for fourth. He had a nice tournament. The 71 in the first round actually did him in. But 68, 69, and he shot a blistering 67. But he was never really a threat. And, you know, he's in a process, too. He's changing gear and different putters and different this and different that. You know, Nike's no longer making clubs, so all of that changes. But went out in 33, came in 34. And he's getting there. He's getting there again. You know, after missing the cut in the U.S. Open, finishing fourth in the Open is a pretty good thing. He'll figure it out. But if the two of them can get it back together, then we're talking. You know, then you're going to be talking about some serious golf being played, and some textbook rivalries. You know, the number three and number four ranked players in the world. That's a pretty good. You know, Dustin's still number one. And Matsuyama, who's just a terrific player. You know, again, he's Japanese, so you don't hear as much. But, man, he's just in there every single week. Yeah. This week he was plus two, tied for 14th, plus two on his final round, two under for the tournament, tied for 14th, just consistent as can be. Two wins, five top tens, 14 cuts, nine top 25s. He is a terrific player. So there's a lot of good golf being played. And as I said, I people don't understand the mental discipline that it takes to get this done. And Jordan Spieth being able to overcome what looked like ultimate disaster for him, it just made me think of David Duval. It just did. And I mean, do your homework on this, kiddies. You know, he wins the Open back in 2001, 16 years ago, with a 10 under. And it looked like he and Tiger were going to be going from there and just being rivals. from then on. And it never happened again for him. Never. Last time he played in the majors was in the Masters and the U.S. Open and the British Open, where he's got perpetual invite. Made the cut in the U.S. Open and finished tied for 70th. He didn't make the cut in the Masters and, you know, didn't make the cut this year. Finished tied for 49th back in 2015. And it just goes to show you, I mean, he's 45 years old now. You know, still really, he's only a couple of years older than Phil. But it never happened for him again. And I think that's what the casual viewer of golf doesn't realize. That, you know, it could just disappear in a heartbeat. And these guys, you know, they never know why. Sometimes it's injury. You know, in the case of Duval, he certainly has been banged up over his career, wrists and backs and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, and he's had a couple of comebacks, but never was able to get it done again. And, you know, like I said, he'll play in the British so long as he feels like, but at 45 years of age, you know, he'll never be a threat again. I don't know if he's going to go to the senior tour or not. Because I think, quite frankly, that would be devastating for him. If he could go out on the senior tour in 5 years and not win out there. I think that would be crushing for David Duval as a human being, you know. Amazing stuff yesterday. Amazing stuff in the world of golf. We'll wrap it up right after this short timeout. Finish it up right there. You know, a little cleaning up a little mess in the world of golf. We'll get to the basketball and all that fun stuff in hour two. I am Bob Black. You are not. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
You're back with the Attack. Sergio finished a plus two. Not a great tournament for him. He made the cut, scuffled a little bit. Bubba, who we were talking about. I like Bubba. A lot of people on the tour don't. Supposedly he's got a pretty abrasive personality, but usually those are people that just will tell you how they see it. And, you know, he's named Bubba for a reason. You know, ranked 49th, finished plus one in a tie for 47th in the tournament. You know, Bubba sneaks up on you when you're not expecting it. I think he's still got a lot of golf left. And he's about to turn 40. But he's still got it in there. You know, any chance that he had of any kind of run to get into the top 10 ended on the front nine, where he shot a 37. But, you know, countered that by really going after it on the back. He went birdie, birdie, par, birdie, par, birdie. And then with a bogey and finished out par, par. Yeah, he's had an inconsistent year, to be fair. You know, he's had three top tens, nine cuts, and four in the top 25. Just a shade under a million for the year. He's still got a chance on the back end to make some things happen. But we'll see. I just like the guy. I like his game. A little inconsistent, but that's Bubba. He's kind of like, well, a younger Phil. Well, that's it for this hour of the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. A lot of golf, which I know isn't always the way that sports shows go because they don't pay attention to it and they don't know what they're talking about. I actually do. We're going to step aside from the news. When we come back, we'll have more fun and frivolity here in the Attack. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal investigators working with local investigators in Texas to try to identify victims of a human smuggling operation. They were found in the back of an 18-wheeler over the weekend. Here's Sharon Reed.
Police say they were called to a Walmart parking lot Saturday night as people desperately begged for water. It appears to be a case of human trafficking gone terribly wrong.
A 60-year-old Florida man is now facing state and federal charges. White House senior advisor and Trump son-in-law Jared Kushner is going to face a closed hearing of the Senate Intelligence Committee today, the committee investigating Russia's interference in the presidential election. Kushner says in a statement he released this morning he's had no further contacts with Russian officials or their intermediaries beyond what he's already made public. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
Healthcare coverage was again a big topic on the Sunday news shows this week. Senate Republican Rand Paul still not fond of the GOP bill that's before the Senate.
The problem is Republicans can't seem to agree on what replacement means. To me, replacement is legalizing inexpensive insurance.
President Trump is scheduled to deliver a statement on healthcare today after yesterday firing off a warning for members of his own party, tweeting that if Republicans don't repeal and replace Obamacare, quote, the repercussions will be far greater than any of them understand. Mark Mayfield reports a Wisconsin company is offering to put microchip implants into its workers.
Three Square Market says more than 50 employees are signed on for the voluntary program that starts this month. They'll have a device the size of a grain of rice implanted in between the thumb and index finger. The company makes software for office break room vending machines and says a microchip can be used to buy snacks, open doors, or log onto computers.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
The International Monetary Fund is now going short on the U.S. economy. The IMF announcing yesterday it's lowering its growth forecast for the U.S. to 2.1% this year and next. The IMF says uncertainty over the Trump administration's economic policies is the main reason for its downgrade. A standoff between government troops and Islamist militants in the Philippines is now into its third month, as we hear from correspondent Bill Zimfer.
It was 2 months ago that the pro-Islamic State fighters flooded into Marawi City, killing civilians and government troops. The fighting has dragged on despite continued efforts by government troops that included aircraft and artillery. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he's prepared to wait for a year to end the fighting. Dozens of Islamist fighters remain holed up in the city, reportedly holding civilian hostages.
An American Jordan Spieth is raising the claret jug of the 2017 Open Championship as Spieth finished at 12 under par at Royal Birkdale in England yesterday to win his third major. The 23-year-old Texan shooting a final round 1 under to beat fellow American Matt Kuchar by 3 strokes. Hak Tong Lee finishing third, Rory McIlroy and Orafa Cabrera-Bello tied for fourth. And remember, you can always find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
Man, that sounds like a threat, doesn't it? I think Tiger Woods was actually at the Open, and he just wanted to grab the trophy, since he'll never see one again. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country, and we love them. They love us right back. And, you know, look, it's all about radio on the go. Radio's changed, man. You know, it's not the same. It's funny. You go to these things, go to these various events. You know, we talk about going to Army, Navy, and whether we go to the Super Bowl or whatever circumstances are. And you see the old timers, and I'm one of them, talking about how radio has changed. It's not the same anymore. Nothing ever the same anymore, man. It's all about choices. And when you have choice, it's better. Cream rises to the top when you have choice. It's about radio on the go. It's about devices. It's about platforms. It's about the various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the network. Whether it's the Jefe, whether it's Jerry, Observer, Tittle, me, Joe, doesn't matter. It's all about the ability to grab what you want, when you want, how you want. And if you have the right devices and the right platforms, you're there. You're there. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, Android, Apple, tablet. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. Relationship the network's had for a long time, thanks to the Jefe, continues to this day. You see a girl or guy in a uniform walking on the street, give him an attaboy, tell him thanks. Let's tap on the brakes. We'll come right back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved.
Walt has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Walt, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the coast, setting the table for hour two. It's going to start with basketball, and we'll see where it weaves from there. But, man, you talk about just an ultimate offseason. Although there is no offseason in any sports anymore, but the NBA just can't put it on the back burner at all. You know, the league finds itself an interesting position, and this is because of LeBron, and this all goes back to the decision. And as great as LeBron is, and I'm a big LeBron supporter, because I think he's up there on the Mount Rushmore. What he's done in changing the landscape of how players control where they're going now. The letter, the decision, the Jim Gray interview, all the stuff that went on with him, Dan Gilbert, Cleveland the first go-round, and him going to Miami, has completely changed the landscape of what the National Basketball Association does on a day-in, day-out basis. And you've seen it, how these super teams have been put together. Draymond Green reaching out to Kevin Durant, Westbrook trying to sell Paul George now on staying in Oklahoma City, Celtics trying to do it in the traditional way in the draft, a little bit of free agents. Recruiting Brad Stevens, literally re-recruiting one of his old players, come up there. Riley trying to do it the traditional way down in Miami, and the Knicks being the Knicks, they suck. But with that being said, it opened up the Pandora's box, because depending on the amount of money these guys are making, they can control their own destiny. Now, John Wall just signed a big extension with Washington. And they wanted to get that done. They're building around him, and rightfully they should, because he's going to keep that team in the playoffs until he has nothing left. Will they win a championship? I don't know. But they're going to try to convince people to come to D.C. somewhere down the line. I mean, you know, that was the big rumor a couple of years ago, was that Durant was going to end up there. You know, maybe he re-recruits them after he opts out again this year, because they'll have the opt-out option. After this year, maybe he wants a new challenge. What will LeBron do? Will LeBron opt out after this year and head to L.A.? We'll have another decision. But the big story, of course, was Kyrie Irving saying that he wanted out. And he doesn't want to run alongside LeBron anymore. Now, that ain't the best thing to say. But supposedly, and again, backstories come out, that he was torqued on the fact that, and this is Ramona Shelburne and Brian Windhorst reporting this, that he was included in different trade packages going forward when the Cavs and David Griffin, while he was still there, were trying to move to get either Jimmy Butler or Paul George. And he wasn't too thrilled about it. So now it's shifted from he doesn't want to run alongside LeBron anymore, which still may have something to do with it, to he didn't like hearing his name mentioned in the trade talks, and nobody was telling him what was going on, especially once Griffin got fired. But I'll tell you what, there's a whole mountain of doo-doo on Kobe Altman's desk. You know, and here's a guy that was in charge of basketball operations at Cornell, you know, and now is running an NBA franchise. So, you know, it's high drama. Now, I'm not a huge Kyrie fan. He reminds me of Derrick Rose in many ways, and I get it. He's a scorer. There are very few players in the NBA that can create a shot like he can. He's right there with Steph. He might even be better than Steph as far as his ability to just create for himself. But he doesn't play defense. He's not a great distributor. Although, to be fair to him, and this is where I think it gets a little unbalanced as far as the coverage goes. You know, he has had an interesting go-round since he entered the league. And what I mean by that is I've heard the criticism of, well, you know, they were a lottery team when he was running the team and he was the main guy. Well, let's not have revisionist history here. Here's a guy that came out after playing a handful of games at Duke, comes out as the number one pick. Cleveland had nothing on the roster. Zip, bupkis, nada. LeBron had just walked out the door. And they said, here you go, Kyrie, run this mess. And they stunk. They were in the lottery when he was running the team. But they had marginal talent around him, and I mean marginal. So he had to score and score and score. Nobody else worth a damn was playing around them. And they were accumulating lottery picks. You know, Wiggins, remember Anthony Bennett? That was a swing and a miss with the number one pick. They've had three number one overall picks. Well, four, counting LeBron. And they had, you know, a home run, a triple, and a double. And a big, big, big sombrero in Bennett. Just a guy without a position. I mean, you know, happens. So, fast forward, and you've got a guy that, again, doesn't play defense. And as far as the distribution aspect of it, I don't know. I mean, look, he's always going to be score first. But when LeBron came back to the team, his role changed. Ball's in LeBron's hands a lot. That's going to affect ye olde assist totals. So, you know, at this point in his career, does he have the acumen to turn into more of a distributor? I think he does. He certainly got the talent. But he's always going to be a scorer first. You know, he averaged 6 assists a game. So, I mean, you know, it's not like he was just complete ball hog. You know, he also averaged 25 points, which they needed him to do. You know, LeBron, on the other hand, With his 26 points a game, he averaged 8.7 assists. So, you know, let's be fair about it. The ball is in his hands a hell of a lot. And he's controlling distribution. And I mean, again, you're going to play the stats game. You got to be fair about it. And Kyrie, for his faults, and I'm going to point directly at the defense, is a flat-out scorer. And we don't know how much of a distributor he can be. At this point, with him more mature as a human being and more mature in his game, I would imagine, given the opportunity to completely run a team with other good pieces around him, he probably would be a better distributor than most people think he was capable of. Still be score first, but still be capable. After this, I want to tap on some trade scenarios, possibilities, probabilities, and impossibilities. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No, clown school.
Seems right. Bunch of clowns around here. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. And phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. You look at the the trade scenarios for Kyrie Irving. And, you know, I don't think Cleveland's going to get full value. I don't think that they can. I also don't think that they can take him into training camp. I don't think they can do it. It's he not only burned the bridge, he torched it. And, you know, LeBron's disappointed, supposedly. Who knows? This is all second half crap. But, you know, I don't see them bringing him into camp and putting those two in the same locker room. I mean, you know, look, LeBron's ego is huge, and it should be. He's one of the best players in the history of the game. But Kyrie, you know, again, they backed off the initial reports that it was all about he didn't want to play with LeBron anymore. Now it's about the fact that he was mentioned in the trade rumors. But in reality, he wants to run his own ship. You know, the question is, one, can they get good value and proper value? And how is he valued and perceived by other general managers? Because, as I said, the perception on him is he's not a particularly good distributor, which I think is not necessarily the case. It's his points first, which I think is the case. And he doesn't play defense. Well, you know, there's a lot of that in the NBA. And they're not necessarily superstars, although they get paid like them. Look at Andrew Wiggins, who just got paid a whole ton of money. And he doesn't play a lick of defense. You know, with the new up-tempo mantra in the National Basketball Association, defense has gone by the wayside. And, you know, with that being said, in a lot of instances, not all instances, but, you know, you look at Houston, they don't play any defense. Golden State does, and that's why they win championships. The difference between those two teams. You know, but you know, possibilities for Irving. Knicks were one of the teams that he mentioned. And it would have to be for Anthony. And here's the thing, you know, Kyrie, and I'm hearing all these people talk about the fact that Kyrie has the hammer. Kyrie doesn't have the hammer. Nobody has the hammer. The other teams have the hammer. And this is where I think Cleveland and the people who are speculating on what can be gotten for Kyrie are going to be really surprised when it's all said and done. My opinion. Because I don't think they're going to get the value that they're hoping to get for him. Because perception around the league, you cannot bring him back into that locker room at training camp. So why should we give you what you want? He doesn't have a no trade. So, you know, he's going to have to go wherever they send him. And as I said with the Knicks, first thing, Cleveland right out of the box asked for KP, and they're still laughing in Madison Square Garden, which I actually heard somebody this morning talking about it. Yeah, they could give, the Knicks would do that in a heartbeat. No, they won't. You're out of your mind. They wouldn't give up Kyrie. I mean, KP for Kyrie. No. That ain't going to happen. You're high. They're not going to give up a young piece for another young piece. You're going parallel. They'll give up Carmelo Anthony, who wants to play with LeBron. He wants to play with Chris Paul more, but he wants to play with LeBron. And after all that go-round with, you know, we'll trade you Kevin Love and, you know, we can make the salaries work and everything else, it might end up being Carmelo for Kyrie. And the salaries aren't all that far off. You know, you got to do a two for one. It's going to have to be with a secondary salary involved in there. A Shumpert or a Smith or Channing Frye. You know, Channing Frye. Bring Channing Frye back. Richard Jefferson. You know, it's not a prohibitive contract. Bring Richard Jefferson back. You got Jeff Green. Let RJ come off the bench behind Hardaway. Play Hardaway at the small. It's fine. You know, but they're going to want a number one draft pick, and that ain't going to happen. The Knicks aren't giving that up. I mean, I might think about one 3 years down the line, 4 years down the line. Yeah, we'll give you that one. Lottery protected. But that's the only way that's going to happen. And he and Porzingis on the same court at the same time would be awesome. Heat's one of the teams that he wants to go to. Well, it would take Goran Dragic and Justice Winslow. Dragic could fit. He's not a great distributor. Ball being LeBron's hands most of the time anyway, but he can score. And when they decide to go small, Winslow would play. And if LeBron leaves, Winslow would be there. You know, credit to Bomani Jones for talking about it. You know, the funniest part of this is getting Irving and Deion Waiters back on the court. How long would it be before one of the two bitch slaps the other? San Antonio has been a team that he said he wouldn't mind going to, but they got nothing to offer up. Who, LaMarcus Aldridge? Yeah, it's not going to happen. He and Kevin Love are exactly the same player. Danny Green would have to go into the mix. I mean, Tony Parker's 35 years old. If you're looking to get his replacement, I guess that's it. But I don't know if Pop sees that as a fit. That'd be a stretch as far as I'm concerned. Now, if you go on multi-team, you know, and this stuff is on all the sites. It's been discussed all over the place. You know, Eric Bledsoe comes into play with Phoenix. Bledsoe to Cleveland, Aldridge to Phoenix, and Irving to San Antonio. Financially, it works. Aldridge almost signed with the Suns back in 2015. You know, again, that's the intrigue. Because, look, San Antonio doesn't make too many bad decisions. You know, for whatever reason, in the lineage of big men, thus far, Aldridge hasn't worked out. He's been good. He hasn't been great. And he is what he is at this point. They could certainly use him in the front court in Phoenix. Because they got nothing but guards, NBG. And if they got Aldridge up front with his style of game, those guards would make it work. Him and Booker on the court together would be pretty interesting stuff. But, you know, the question is whether or not the San Antonio Brain Trust and Pop feel that if they got a hold of Kyrie Irving, they could refine his game and make him the logical successor to Tony Parker. If they feel that they could, just as far as fitting the pieces, that three-way trade works. Completely works. And Bledsoe would fit right in Cleveland. I mean, that would be a no-brainer. Plays better defense. You know, people forget how good he is. They lose him in the conversation a little bit. He's a 21.7 assist guy. And he's only 27. So he's got time. You know, and he finally had a healthy season. They're in the process of moving to Tyler Ulis anyway. I mean, that would be an interesting depth chart. Chris, Booker, Euless, Josh Jackson, Tyson Chandler, Alex Len. You know, that could work. Booker's a star, you know. I mean, he turned it on the back end of the season. So, could work. Could work. Couple more we need to talk about. Tap on the brakes. We'll see what direction this mess goes in right after this short timeout. I am Bob Black. You are not Bob Black. You are listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't go anywhere.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late-night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life. And we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
You're back to the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, talking hoops, talking Kyrie Irving, who rocked the world. Yeah, it wasn't that much. But, you know, his trade demand that came out on Friday afternoon. You know, again, Phoenix would be a pretty good destination for him. But we'll see. T-Wolves have been mentioned, but I just don't see that. I mean, first of all, it would have to be for Andrew Wiggins. And would Thibodeau like him? I'm sure he would. He worked with him in Team USA. But they just signed Jeff Teague, and they can't get rid of him until December. You know, they moving Ricky Rubio. I again, that's where I question. Of all their moves in the offseason, they being the Timberwolves, that's the one that I question, is whether or not Jeff Teague is going to be that guy that upgrades them. I think he's more of a journeyman at this point, but, you know, they gave him a nice contract in free agency. They can match Georgie Dang's salary. And a deal with Dang and draft picks? Nah. That ain't going to happen. Because the T-Wolves are ready to make a move. Yeah, I know, Joe. I'm hearing you in my ears. But now you got Karl Anthony Towns, Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, Jeff Teague, among others. And I just don't see, as much as Thibodeau may like it, I don't see that as a destination. I mean, they could bring back Wiggins, who doesn't play any defense either. You know, Taj Gibson's on that team now. I mean, but he's 32 years old. They're trying to go the route that Utah did last year. We have a couple of stars. In Wiggins and Towns. And we're going to bring in the vets to surround them and teach them how to win. And look, I mean, Butler's still a star in this league, obviously. But Karl Anthony Towns is the best center in the league. You know, he's bypassed Boogie, as far as I'm concerned. He's a monster. They just don't know how to win yet. So I just don't see that working. I mean, they're trying to sell him on it. But I just don't see it working. I mean, you think about that. Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, Ricky Rubio, all out the door, among others. I mean, man, you got to give Tibbs either credit or, you know, blame him for being a fool. Because once they decided they were not going to win with that group of kids, they were bold. They were bold. You know, so I mean, I could get how it works for any of these teams. The Phoenix Spur Cav is the one that really would work. You know, I get the feeling that there's a real possibility that it could be some team out of the blue, Utah or the Nets, or, you know, I mean, I'm just throwing names out there. Not that I have a package put together for them, but, you know, they're under no obligation to trade him to where he wants to go. I mean, he named his places, but, you know, now that he has put them squarely on the block where they're not going to get value, you know, and the other thing, too, you know, they talk about it, and this is where the conflict comes in. You know, look, you got Kyrie wants to, allegedly, yeah, wants to run his own team. They want it to be around him. Well, you know, Booker's going to have something to say about that if he lands in Phoenix. You know, Booker's a star. You don't drop 70-plus on a team and not be a star. That was no fluke. He's going to be, you're going to be talking about him as a top 10 player, like, next year. So Guyree goes into that situation. He's number two again, as far as I'm concerned, because Booker is a better player. So that's not necessarily his ideal world. The Spurs, nobody's bigger than the system. And, oh, by the way, it's Kawhi Leonard's team, in case you hadn't noticed. The Knicks? Okay. But it's a dysfunctional family picnic here in New York. You know, can he and KP coexist? I would imagine they could. I mean, geez, if Kyrie was passing the ball and they had the threat of him hitting it from the outside, where they weren't collapsing in on Porzingis all the time, because Derrick Rose couldn't have an outside shot to save his life. But with that capability, off the pick and roll, and even if Kyrie drove to the hoop and was getting blocked off on a stop and pop, kicking it out to Porzingis out in the perimeter, hello, that'd be fun. But whose team is it going to be? You know, and again, if the egos start coming into play, I don't care how talented you are. As I said, see Minnesota Timberwolves. You know, they're blowing people out of there for a reason. Do you do a swap up for Markelle Fultz? Does he go to some bizarre destination that nobody's expecting? Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if that ends up happening. But it's funny, excuse me, for all these scenarios that I'm seeing, what I'm not seeing is draft picks. That's what I'm not seeing. And I think that's where Cleveland's going to have the issues. I honestly think that's where Cleveland's going to have the issues, because they're going to want draft picks back. Nobody's giving up draft picks. Why would you? You know, why would you? And if that's the case, they're going to be hard-pressed to move him. Plus, again, that lack of leverage. They cannot bring him back. Can't do it. Can't do it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Baseball news. Two big pitchers take a hit over the weekend. Clayton Kershaw with his back and Steven Strasburg with his arm getting stiff. Deadline's around the corner. I'm not going to speculate on that until we get Nightingale on. But Clayton Kershaw, you know, struggling. And in the second inning, trainers went out to check him out. And he pitched through the inning. And then came out. When he went back to the dugout, he talked to the trainers and then just went to the clubhouse. And Dave Roberts immediately said it's a DL situation. And he, you know, he had a herniated disc back in 2016. And, you know, they're just hoping that it's just a little bit of stiffness. You know, there's a couple guys on the team that are dealing with infections that are sick, and, you know, they're thinking maybe Kershaw got sick and he was feeling his back. But Roberts didn't even hesitate. He said he's going right to the DL. They haven't officially announced it, but that might put him on a 10-day. But you can't roll the dice. Can't do it. Just too much at risk. And then Steven Strasburg, who's having a damn good year, he also pitched two innings. Walked three, couldn't command it yesterday. Said his arm was stiff. You know, but he's having a hell of a good year. And, you know, for the Nationals, who are trying to address their bullpen issues and have been doing a pretty good job of it so far, their starting pitching is their strength. And, I mean, he's sitting there right now with a 10-3, 3.25. It's about as good as it gets right now. You know, Edwin Jackson is the fifth starter right now. You cannot kill him. He is the nuclear cockroach. So they're going to shut him down. They're not talking DL with him. But they are going to shut him down. And err on the side of caution, which is the intelligent thing to do. They certainly have a big enough lead where they don't have to worry about it, but come the playoffs.
Playoffs?
They want to have it happen. The Cubs. Took them a week. Back in first place. 8-2 in their last 10. Won a couple in a row. Everything's clicking on all cylinders. They blew past Milwaukee. And they are off to the races. They will win the division. Milwaukee's starting to fade. They didn't have enough depth, certainly in the pitching. Pittsburgh will go past them here in another couple of weeks. But it's still been a nice run for them thus far, piecing it together. Colorado's playing some good ball, but they can't make up anything on the Dodgers. Nothing. And Houston, they've lapped the field. I mean, they lose their shortstop, no problem. Altuve picking up the slack. 17-game lead over the Angels. Absolutely amazing. It's Tapping the Brakes. We'll wrap it up right after this short timeout. I am Bob Black. You are not, but don't go anywhere or I will hunt you down.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. As I said, trade deadline 8 days away. There's all kinds of rumor and speculation out there. Yankees talking to the Marlins about Giancarlo Stanton. Come on, give me a break here, please. Commissioner would have to step in. You know? So we'll see. And Kung Fu Panda out the door and re-signing with the Giants. Well, no messing around. Rafael Devers comes up. And after hitting 305 at AA, AAA combined, he's coming up to play third base. They ain't messing around. You know, unlike other organizations that just refuse to promote their top prospects on the risk that, oh, my goodness, they might, you know, their fragile little selves might not be as good as everybody. Well, guess what? Just sometimes suck it up. They're going to survive. They don't know any better at 20 years old. It's not going to devastate him if he can't hit major league pitching and has to go back down. But in Pawtucket, which is, you know, a car ride away from Fenway, he was hitting 355 with a pair of home runs. Sixth best prospect in baseball. And they're going to give him a shot. They got nobody else that produces at that position. So they're going to roll the dice on him. If he hits, he hits. If he doesn't, he doesn't. You know. He'll be fine. Sox up 2.5 on the Yankees, 3.5 on Tampa Bay. Baltimore still hanging around, but not by much. Tampa Bay's having a nice little season. Well, that's it for the Attack. Stay tuned for all your other programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hope you enjoyed the show today. For Joe Spano and Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody. Adios.